talk about it, ascolta. Let's talk about it, ascolta. Let's talk about it, ascolta.
Episode 43 we Ask Talk na Prince Vilakazi. Uma ku episode yakho yokuqala, press a follow mangabe usilandzela la ku Spotify, kana mangabe usibukela ku Facebook noma ku YouTube I Prince Vele Media. Press a subscribe. Ku episode yanamuhla ke la ngine broadcaster, ngine journalist. Uma bathi kune lost generation basuke bakhuluma ngathi, but yena ngilomunye ke lo ne podcast le emnanzi. I'm happy ukuthi kunemibani labasha labafana nathi ke, but labo boye bafuna ukusifundzisa. So ubuye ku conversation that matters. I-podcast yakhe uphinze umsakati la BCR angase ngamuva dinanatela, so nami ange kuhlupe kuthi ngingase DJ bani bani. Ngandizwa mfowethu, angibongele thuba ukuthi ulithethe wabuye wethu ukuxoxa nami la kuwasixoxa na Prince Vilakazi. Ngiyakwamukela nganami le
mpampepetha. Ngithathe lithuba ngibingelele wena, ngibingelele audience yakho, ngisho ukuthi ngiyabonga for i-platform. Kuyangijabulisa nami kuba la nawe namuhla futhi.
Ngikhohlwe ukuthi uyi-voice over artist, manje sengivele masobukhipha le voice ukuthi ya uyipheze. Ngike ngakuva bakhuluma ngawe la station kusi unothi kancane, but into lengichazile le this week angathi ukuthi bodwe upload ay episode because nginokulalela i conversation that matters, ngitsi ngifuna to catch up. So ngitholele episode lo yende nge Women's Day.
Yeah,
ngithandze uma ukhuluma ukuthi udlale ingoma yamakhathi, uthe wahambisana nabani le ngoma
standard sa.
So that's in pegana mzanga leyo ndlela.
Yeah, stand, yeah. No, standard sa.
Yeah,
so far we know. Yeah, Prince Mfethu ngiyabonga. Njengoba usochazile, wangichaza kahle liqiniso wonke igama ngiAndiswa Sibongwa Zulu. By profession ngimsakati, ngiphinde ngibe journalist. Yes, so ngiphinde ngibe host ye conversations that matter. Ngiphinde ngibonga support wena personally lo nginika yona out yami na wonke umuntu lo ngisupportayo, because we cannot go anywhere without lento le. So futhi chaza kancane nje I conversations that matter leli gama lona liyachaza, uyabona. So basically what we do, we just have conversations about issues that matter, uyabo, in our society as a whole, uyabo. Ngikubona ukuthi lokhu kubalekile ukuthi sikhulume ngalithi into le, because sesaba ne freedom of speech. So we must use it, and we must use it effectively, of which ngilendele ngizama kuyenda nami outside, uyabo.
Before sifika lapha, because ngibone iqale 2020 uqale ngokuthi iAndiswa Zulu. So kune different between yalo njengoba sei changele ku conversation that matter neAndiswa Zulu.
Yeah, there is a big change out yami. I podcast yami iqale kwasakudlala.
Yeah.
I was this bored guy, yabo, wanted to do something.
Yeah.
I didn't have content. So in 2020 bengisase sigele lapho.
Yeah.
So I decided to start this podcast after ngibona iclassmate yami iqale yakhona. Ngazi no, why not I do it? Then I did the Andiswa Zulu podcast.
Yeah.
From 2020 bengidila nge history and politics.
Yeah.
Since I was in school bengenda I subject in politics. So I had a good understanding about politics. So ngathi no, let me educate people about politics. Takhumula nje nangabuka ama episodes ama sekuqaleni ma guest akhona ama political analyst. Benginokukhuluma ngesona le nto kanjalo ngeminyaka, si discuss isona. Nginekwenda ama-political structures ukuthi emenjani bekunginjalo. So as time goes by ngathatha ke i-break from last year. Ngikhani conversations ibuyile season 2 this year after sengithole content ukuthi no, let me change the structure, ngingafocus ku-history and politics phela. Let me be versatile.
Yeah.
You understand? Let me talk about the things that matters to our society. Ngizame ukuthi ngi-accommodate as many people as I can, of which is what I'm trying to do at the moment.
Kuyi rewind akubuyela back leg yini lekwenda ukuthi uchoose ukukhuluma ngemlando nangepolitics, because ngilendo le ngitshe ngikubide khona lapha, because sine bani labasha sinokuya le, but nama I'm learning a lot ngemlando wethu lapha nange history yethu nangepolitics. So yini lekwenda ukuthi uchoose the space this?
Let me start puti ngala ku history. Ukhumbule ukuthi la iningizimu Afrika we have a lot of history.
Yeah.
And ngitsema ngende research ngabona ukuthi abantu abaningi abayati history ya la South Africa, and the government is playing a big part in that. Sithemba ukuthi uhulumeni utakufixa lokho. For example, we have public holidays in South Africa. If you can do a research ubute bantu la ngaphandle ukuthi what does your day mean, what does humans right day mean, labanye abathi they just know ukuthi namhla ngiye esikoleni, namhla ngiye emsebenzini, holiday,
yeah.
Lo day kanye ni Women's Day. Yini Women's Day, kwendakalani nge Women's Day, uyabo.
Yeah.
So I strive myself ukuthi ngizame ukuthi la ma holiday lawo ngiwachaze ukuthi masikhuluma nge youth day sikhumbula lokwendeka ngo June 1976. Bantu abakwazi lokho. Kubalekile ukuthi uyathi imvelaphi yakho out here. Bahlale bakutshela lokho. You understand? So it's important ukuthi bantu bala South Africa bawathi ma holiday bayathi history yala South Africa. So I decided to step in and try to help shape people's future about the history of South Africa. So basically this is why I did this podcast. Yes.
Thola njani lama analysts esikhuluma ngawo ngoba most kuvame inyalo yeso semsakatweni uyathi ukuthi okay no kuva manje thola ama contact ma politician ngibone khona noma ngilalele la ukhulume khona nel council. So sikhuluma ngemuntu we youth nyalo akusilula ukuthi ungaya ukukhuluma nel council because banokushare kusasa ukuthi no bantu bema radio labatilanga lama issue lawo not nini bema podcast khona la ukhulume khona nel council ukhulumana ngema analyst ukuthi ayeda to true ku podcast yakho so whoever analyzer so ubathola kanjani labantu laba ene bakhona ukuthatha kanjani serious ukuthi tukwe platform yakho
asengithase ke ngibonge i career lengijuzile ke lapho journalism.
Yeah.
So when you're a journalist or rather a journalism student, you have access to different kind of people, political people, government officials and stuff. Number two, kuba semsakatweni. I was a radio presenter and a journalist, a radio nasesikolweni, uyabo. So lokho kwanginika le platform ukuthi ngithole access yema guest lamaningi. So my previous guest, are usually people I went to school with, understand?
Yeah.
Yeah. So kuba kwami sesikolweni ngisho ukuthi kuyidlala inzima lengulu ukuthi ngithole lawo ama guests. Thola ama guests la kimi, it's not an issue with.
Yeah.
I can get any guest I want. And to answer your second question, ukuthi why bangithatha serious.
Yeah.
There's something you need to do when you present yourself ku guest whenever you want. You must present yourself ukuthi lo muntu akwazi ukuthi wena ungubani. You go there, you introduce yourself. Hi, my name is Prince Vilakazi. I run a Sicoce podcast.
Yeah.
I want to invite you because my podcast deals with this and this. Was what presenter kahle kulo muntu. Uyabona ukuthi no, us serious and manje now we are stepping in a assist. Yeah. So which is why bantu balimala kakhulu. Ukwenza ukuthi umuntu akakhona ukuchaza kahle ukuthi ufunani, which means umuntu agcine a lose la kuluza. You understand? No.
Yeah, sengiwathethe imali sendi. Ngiyabonga nokuthi ubikise ngami nge Sicoce na Prince Vilakazi.
Yeah.
Angu congratulate kumsebenzi wakho because ngibonile achievement yokuqala lo benayo bagcine bakuselecta esikolweni ukuthi uto runa i current affairs. So bonayo ukuthi le podcast itokuthatha ifikise kwezinga letso or just wena budlala around ukuthi uto ubona ukuthi it mix up.
To be honest, I was playing around, yabo.
Yeah.
So loko kube ma achievement ikhamba kwesikhathi. But honestly speaking, the reason why I started this podcast ukuthi ngiti-train mina ukuthi kule field ye broadcasting ngihamba njani. If you can quickly look at my previous episode, qala nje emuva uzofika kule recent episode.
Yeah.
Kune mehluko steps ngathi yami. In the recent episode ngiyaphetha lapha angwa edit, ayaphetha yabo. That's how I learn ukuthi no,
yeah.
I need to learn this yabo. Angifuni kufana nokuthi I need to do perfection yabo. Ngifuna ukuedita, ngishaye nge sound le right. No.
Yeah.
Back then I used to use my phone actually. Ngipress phone recording, ngeme ngende ma mistake, ngupload yabo. Ngingananzaba ukuthi okay bani batothini. But for me it's a way to grow yabo. So when I get time I do listen to my podcast every episode ngisho ukuthi okay la ngendaliphutha leli but the next ngalungisa leli phutha njalo up to so far. So yeah ngisho njalo but wami.
Then yini leli le ukuthi i change enyalo isale iba a conversation that matters ingasabi ngile it's andiswa zulu podcast because yes lapha uqala udlalela around i growth lo uyibonile ukuthi no bantu bayifuna but let me focus on this thing in lende ukuthi usale uyikhulisa
new content.
Yeah.
I content ibalekile out time yakwazi nawe lo. So I have to develop a new content la khona sengita ukuthi I want to change my podcast and make it conversations that matter.
Yeah.
So we deal with everything from health, from education, everything.
Yeah.
So another thing is that I'm a member of an international group. Mangazi uyabuka my recent two
episodes. Yes, yes.
Ngitrenda bantu ba international.
Yeah.
Senkhuluma nebelungu. I don't mean to brag.
Senkhuluma nebelungu.
No, I don't mean to brag, but the success of my podcast, I was invited to be part of an international group. It's actually online where you can exchange you can get guests about anything. We are registered lapha ya usho ukuthi podcast yakho imali nangani ngani ngani. So whenever there is a guest, for instance, nangabe nje kune guest ye political analyst, yeah, bayanginika lapha ama guests. Then I contact those guests ngisho ukuthi can I please have an interview with you. Yeah. So far so good. I did 2 interviews ngebantu bapheshe ya. The first one was a doctor besikhuluma ngalesinye sifo kuthiwa i tall poppy syndrome.
Yeah, sikhuluma ngalo ngubani Dr. Gerald.
Dr. Gerald. Yes, yes, yes. The second one we were talking about the communication.
Yang le recent one.
The recent one, la bengikhuluma khona ne out here ami u specialist yabo. So give onke la conversations lengikhuluma ngawo. It's something general, something that is affecting our society. It's not something deep yabo. It's something now lo wathi kuthi so far so good iyak affects. So I'm trying to analyze that ngento sho kuzibantu baba naleyo information. So yeah, that's the new content. Ngagcina ngayichinja ngaye the conversation that's matter. Leli gama lona liyachaza.
Ndo ufuna sikhulume ngalokunyendi le ngikufunze lapha utokhona chaza ne tall poppy ngoba bengisanilalele but kumuntu lolalele nalobukela ngonyalo kumpha I background yakho because yes so khulumile ngale tindo leti sebayabona ukuthi okay siyapi vele yendeka lento le stobanike ukuthi balandzena njani uvelaphi ungubani stokhona kuthola ukuthi ufike njani nasesikolweni nale career sithole ukuthi uyijuze njani
okay. Andiswa Zulu, it's a simple guy, it's a normal guy, lokhule lenza wena senhlazathi khona la sifunda eSamsa eMpumalanga. Had a normal childhood. I can say I'm an extrovert. I love people, I love being around people. I am loud.
Yeah.
Understand.
Yeah.
So yeah, growing up ngakhula ke, then it was time to go to school. I actually wanted to do public relations.
Yeah.
Because I love marketing. But it's true, but thing, angzanga qualify fully.
Yeah.
I had to enroll for journalism, which was my second option.
Yeah.
I don't have regrets studying journalism.
Yeah.
Me journalism meeting, I passion, lengula cool, but I've managed to start. I have a diploma after 3 years. So one thing I love about journalism, I was exposed to broadcasting, of which England Resenda or Manji, of which is something I love so much. Because I remember growing up, me and my little brother, we used to start the phone your mamas, the record, we used to interview each other, sorry, you understand?
Yeah.
Little did I know, good thing, I can do this for the rest of my life. So yeah, when I was exposed to broadcasting, I fell in love, man.
Mm.
So I thought to myself, but you know, why don't I do this? Which is why we are here at the moment, yeah. So I decided to make my new best friend.
Yes.
So far so good, it's going well for myself.
So njengoba sikhuluma ukuthi wenza e-broadcasting ne-journalism, i-broad ngikuphi lokwendako, because I know ukuthi ungasenda sports, you can do voice over. If balalele even ku-episode yakho khona lokusho ukuthi okay, ku-career-wise yakho ngiloku lofuna kuthasha kuko. So ngikuphi lokwendako nyaka?
The key is to do everything.
Yeah.
That's what we are always advised to do. But it's kukuwe ukuthi wena what's your strong point, and then you have to follow. For let me make an example in journalism. Journalism is very broad. You can do politics in journalism. You can do law in journalism. You can do economics, accounting in journalism.
Yeah.
You can do broadcasting, which is what I took. I took to do broadcasting. So njengamanje, I'm currently a radio presenter. I'm so at 20 PSR FM, like I am Mpumalanga. I'm an upcoming voiceover artist.
Yeah.
So calling projects lengulu ye voiceovers lengisebenza kiyo. I'm going to announce soon. So I'm planning to do a podcast and my voiceovers.
Yeah.
You understand? So basically, I can say I've chosen podcasting. Out there, yeah.
So, nothing that's really by and choose a school and no. When auto focus, when Joma's Stokulman, the conversation that matters was okay. Both focus a good history name, politics, ban choose a or go by in the link in Tanza was okay, meaning low focus a globe. Then Nalabay Roto, so meaning low Tanza sports, no focus a good sport, but still, maybe a journalist in your session globe.
I wouldn't say, I wouldn't use the word choose out there. They just advise. Angini ma lectures, ngiyoke la oversee when performance yakho ukuthi wena u strong group. So once they discovered ukuthi no, Prince u strong broadcasting other than ku sports journalist, other than ku political journalist yabo, I started Prince Simendise sports. So there come a time ku journalism la nenda khona ama practicals.
Yeah.
So that's where you ubonakala khona ukuthi wena kahle umap. Yabo. So second year, kahle when you doing your second year, you are exposed to practical. Neyaphuma ama journalists, niyo cover ama story. So ngila kubonakala khona wena ukuthi u strong group. So babona ukuthi u strong sports bayakuthatha, bak advise ukuthi no, do sports, yekela lo wunye. If you strong broadcasting, no, be a radio presenter, be a TV presenter, be a political journalist. You understand? That's their job. Nakuwe ke mawubona ukuthi no vele ngi strong la, you take the advice and then you follow the new chain. Itala kanjalo nje but
then ihluke kanjani le journalism yini, because kune newspaper nayo solo lo muntu obhalabo inzatseli, kunalala abadila ngema camera, then kunalala basemsakadweni.
Lapho ke kune print ne broadcasting. When we talk about print, sikhuluma ngelipaper, a newspaper, ngilawo still you can be a journalist, you can be a print journalist lapho ubhala amaphepha. Then broadcasting, I radio and TV. There is online la semaningi ma online news site la ubhala khona online or upload the tutorial tako. So ihluke njalo ke journalism. It's broad.
Yeah.
It's broad.
Again ngasakugabaleki ukuthi nifake luvo lenu. Why nguna ku understand, because nani nibantu niyapilonga la, but ngathi luvo lenu alikabaleki.
There's this thing in journalism, ungibuyisele esikoleni phela kasi. There's this thing in journalism called journalist ethics.
Yeah.
So when you are a journalist, it's important ukuthi you must always upload your ethics. Log ethics log kufaka i-objectivity, kufaka i-accuracy. As a journalist, you must report the truth.
Yeah.
Only the truth. As a journalist, you must not be biased.
Hmm.
You must report both sides of the story. Nangabe umphakathi uthi imeya injonje imali, ureport umphakathi, uhambe ulandze imeya, ureport el side le mayor. Uthathe the story less nales, uthlanganise la. That's accurate in journalism. So uyabona ukuthi awusangeni wena la. Even though wena ungabona ngazi umphakathi ucinzile kune mayor, because you understand that better, but you are doing the story. Nangalo interview umphakathi ngitshela ukuthi hayi no imenda, so uhamba interview me uyibona imeya ukuthi hayi ngendlela iphendula ngakhona, hayi imeya ngathi khona ikufihla. You still not allowed to take side. Even maso ubhala kumele ubhale ukuthi umphakathi utheni, everything ne mayor itheni, everything you must not leave it behind.
Yeah,
but that's objectivity. So as a journalist, it's always important because objectivity yakho ibe high. That's what makes you a great journalist. So that's why I guess ngasa khona nathi ukuthi sifake luvo lwethu. Vele it's allowed.
Uto ungisa mangi wrong. Mangiva kahle uthi kubhalwa ukuthi bathini, akubhali ukuthi wena uthi noma wathi ngakanani wena, even noma ngabe ubona lokubalekile ngilala sambe sayokhuluma nabo ukuthi bathe.
Yes.
Sine ukuthi sina kunankingi.
Asilifunde uvo lakho. But that's why you need to go out there. Find the information. Record them what they are saying.
Yeah.
Go to the other person. Find their side of the story. Record them.
Yeah.
Come sit down. Analyze the information. Uyibhale wena. Ungabhali wena locabanga ukuthi ku write for the audience.
Yeah.
Write everything so people can trust you next time.
Yeah.
Not just into writing as well as broadcasting. For an example, we have Jacob Lamula EPCR.
Yeah.
I think big thing I am for it. Whenever there's an issue,
yeah,
Jacob Lamula will interview the members of the community.
Yeah.
Jacob Lamula will interview a government official.
Yeah.
You understand? Gonge logo ugwenda at once.
Yeah.
It doesn't take side, it doesn't leave behind. That's what the journalist should do. As simple as that. Yoninga bukeka nzima, but it's doable. Mm.
So niyagcoka lokho nihambe nawo or tukwe platform le, so you can share your opinion akunankinga. Kuya nedi ngilapha emsebenzini kuthi okay, mangabe ngise radio ngibukene nehlelo lami la ngilangidila ngeke radio, mang out I can share my opinion.
Unfortunately it's not the case my brother. Kunalendele kuthiwa i-image.
Yeah.
It's very important. Image idila noma ngabe ngikuphi.
Yeah.
You cannot be a journalist only when you use radio.
Yeah.
Or only when you're in the newsroom. When you are out there in the public, you have to be a journalist. Kahle kahle i-journalism ithatha impilo yakho ichinje mnakethu. There are certain things you need to do. For example, let me make an example ngami. On social media, you need to behave like a journalist when you are a media person. I used to call myself Kamalambe Belparanje with yours truly, Aniswa Zulu. It was a long name.
Yes, yabo.
So you need to advertise yourself when you are a journalist. So I was called one day and told, good to know, you need to change your social media.
Yeah.
You can go through my Facebook. All the information is there. Angapali information le beta wala paya. Kupayo. That's bio. That's where you advertise yourself. You understand? Social media is the key. So to answer your question, it doesn't have to be in studio pela. Maulanga panje, you must present yourself as a journalist, as media person. It's as simple as that.
Then asikhulume ngoba umuntu lomusha la, but isikhule tukwe situation lefana ko sathi ukuthi mhlambe ma journalist kubantu labacindzetelako loyo kuba umuntu lo ti decidele or kuba i company letsithi Then if let's say ubhale mhlambe ngami kabi nani nani kwentekani kuwe wena as a journalist kunezinto leti khona le ba dila ngawe ngathi
media organization inemthetho wakhona but uyahluka. I cannot dwell much kuleyo issue, but what I can say nangabe ubhala manga that's called plagiarism or unjonje umsebenzi walomunye umuntu uwende wakho, that's totally unacceptable in journalism. You can lose your career, you can lose your license as a journalist. Awendiwe. That's why esikolweni they try by all means kuthi bakufundise usengakaphumi uyowenda field work, kuthi you cannot take someone's work and make it your own work. So kunalento leyo kuthiwa i-defamation ma-journalist ayasafara kuyo kakhulu. That's why ku-journalism there is a subject lekhuluma nge-law, ma-law ladila ngema-journalist kuthi nguphi umthetho lodila nema-journalist. You understand? So kubalulekile ukuthi le subject leyo uyati uyifunze njengoba ma uphuma laphaya utowadi kuthi no ma-rights ema-journalist yini. So the basic rights of journalists, we as journalists have a right to access information.
Yeah.
We deal with information. So mawati ma rights akho o journalist, it's easy to work. But mawungawati ngila konto tunu para kona titori leti ngasimbanga. And then they will sue you and your organization.
Yeah.
People baba sua na mnagesu numa upala manga ngabu. And at the moment upala manga, it means you are a fake journalist.
Yeah.
And aba fokasi guwe, ba fokasa ku media company lo sebenda giyo.
Yeah.
Ma usebenda kte ilisani, batozi te ilisani ni palamanga.
Yeah.
Where else your colleagues are writing good stories. But ngenga story sako, ite ilisani ze ilimele yong. So that's the painful part. As a journalist, ukumbule kutu, you're not working alone, you're working for an organization. At all cost, you must respect.
Ngoba ukhuluma nge-license, i-license le kunika ligunya ukuthi uyi-journalist kumbe kufana ne-certificate sokuphuma ukuthi uphuma esikolweni so qualified as a journalist.
Yes, I think sho ngibekise nge-certificate mina kethu.
Yeah.
You can lose your job as a journalist. It's easy to lose a job as a journalist. Yes, it's easy. I mean, we are born nje ama-journalist makahamba agaba something la, lekuthiwa ma-access card.
Yes. Yeah.
Lokho kubangenisa everywhere. It's not everyone long at all card letter. You need to be a very qualified journalist to get that card. We understand. Lo umnanzi njengale card ukuthi likulethela ukudla kwama attend my events, but it's important ukuthi ube nalo and abakuniki lelo card lelo nangabe you are not a qualified journalist. Yes.
Since uqalile ngwabi ma achievement yakho because yes we lalela online. Yes, ngim sengivile la abantu lo khuluma nabo ke. That's an achievement. Good as a startup, let's say as it is startup because my podcast is not good in the coolest banning, but you cancer on Pagas shots. Yes, we are recognized at Umsebendo, and I think that's why Ula Nalala Mayema expect Lulukuluma now. So my achievement, Jaco, and since Ukadi and work.
Okay, I don't have much achievement,
yeah.
But Jobs of Cousin now, my podcast manning out there, I'm like. In our days, everyone is making a podcast.
Yes.
Chichilamin, when the podcast nyalo, ya trenda, lomfalo munye zinga, when the podcast. So a lot of people look after Yanago Mike Chi, since he's number one in the game.
Yeah.
So what's important, rather, is the content, njengoba ngisho. Mele wadi kuthi podcast yakho itilangani, which will make it different from other podcasts, yabo. So achievement yami mna getu. Ngilokuthi, that's where I assess myself. Kuthi so far so good kuhamba njani esayidini lami. Another achievement is that I'm using my podcast ukuthi nami ngithole umsebenzi.
Yeah.
So i podcast ibalekile ukuthi uthole umsebenzi kule field mina nawe lesikiyo.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be here if I didn't have the podcast because people would have believed in me.
Oh.
You understand. So and the lenye into i podcast ita ne confident.
Yeah.
We understand. So it's easy kuthi ube a radio presenter if you are a podcast because you are used to this.
Yeah.
We understand. So ita nema achievement labaningi even though amancane. I have plans, I have objective as the future. So I will work hard until I achieve those.
Asikhulume ngale syndrome ebenikhuluma ngayo na Dr. Gerard. Njengoba sokhulumile la ngiyacabanga uto khona kusihlephulela kahle ngesindo ngoba nami bengicala kuyiva nganinene sho ukuthi kunyenti lengikufundzela ule conversation that matters yini le tall poppy syndrome.
Hey mnakethu, nami bengicala give. I was approached by these guys njengoba ngisho ukuthi I'm part of an international group Yeah. I was approached by these guys, but bacela go advertiser it all poppy because bandla banyeng abayati. And myself, I wasn't aware, so that's why I said no. Let's talk about this. There are many disorders. I cannot share much information because I'm not an expert. But what I can advise, good bandu, number batting information, they can quickly visit the podcast. Is there, Dr. Kalandu na yongel information because ngoto kalang hemeng hemeng kulme manga minera. All I did the work, so bantu nabafuna information ngicela ukukhwesha kancane nje mfowami Phephetha, ngingakhulumi kakhulu ngayo.
Then for future nje ngoba bo social, the episode yokuqala le ku video seyivelile because nalele ushito ukuthi okay, so plana ukuthi ufuna I conversation that matters ibe ku video nala sesuku video. Then ukhulume nema international sicitsa kubala abantu labayithunyalo lo zokhuluma nawo, yini lokunye le singak expect?
Okay, let me change this a bit. Okay, plan I'm very good. I do video podcast.
Yeah.
But everyone is doing video podcast.
Yeah.
You understand? So I decided no. Let me stick to audios only. Because guys, let's understand this. Radio is audio, at least.
Yeah.
Yes. So I will do a visual project, which is my voiceover artist. So I'm planning to do voiceovers. I'll be advertising products, just putting my work out there.
Yeah.
Then I will take those audios and put them on YouTube. Ku YouTube, I'm going to do my voiceovers rather than a podcast. So a podcast, I'm going to YouTube, my platform, which is Anchor, Spotify, as well as Apple Music. So that's the plan going to future. And another plan is that, as I've already begun in Kuluma Nema International, it's actually, there's a different out here because I've did a lot of interview Nema Nubalai Kai.
Yes.
But there's a different when you talk about someone who's local and when you talk about someone who's international. But there's a huge difference and ngiyayibona le different. So if I continue doing that, I'm going to grow and I'm going to grow fast.
Yeah.
So yeah, the plan is to grow. Yeah.
So when asithi bangani bakho kumbe abantu lo ofunze nabo, because ngilala amanye ama student le bensasebenzisana nawo nisakhula, ngifuna mhlambe sibe iyouth ukuthi kubaluleke ngani ku collaborate, because nonke bethula I think lokunye bekukutestana nokuthi intestana ukuthi okay, how do I know ngale knowledge lesisinayo lesifunza ko o ngalama research yenu. So kubaluleke ngani collaborate, because nguvile collaborate nebantu labaningi labanye khona la interview I out na my sister basho kuthi okay bangajabula ukuthi babuye kule platform, then I think sesuphinze wabuye. So kubaluleke ngani ukuthi is collaborate si youth nakhona is collaborate ngemsebenzi, not just sijajulisa ukuthi siya collaborate singayenza, because bebabuye bashare information.
Yeah, those were my classmates, surprise na chain. I collaboration out here ibaluleke kakhulu. That's why I always strive kuthi ngibe ne guest whenever I do an episode. I don't like doing an episode alone. I feel like it's bore or something like that. I want a different voice to interact. Interaction ibaluleke kakhulu, you understand? So bantu labasha uyati kuthi kubukwe bona kakhulu. Love it, yabo. And the kunale feeling le kuthi bantu labasha bede iplatform yekushare ama view abo, yabo. Kunale ndo kuthiwa i-censorship.
Yeah.
La khona uvaleleka, ungakhoni ukushare i-view yakho, uvaleleka ngesimo lesincane. I'm working on an episode about that. I'm going to upload it soon about social media as well as censorship. La ndo khona understand ukuthi what I'm talking about. So what I can say right now ukuthi I'm trying by all means to engage young people. Kule podcast yam kuthi let's share our views, let's put our word out there, sikhulume sive ukuthi sikhuluma ngani, and so far so good, it's going well. So I can say ukuthi collaboration is important, if I can state in that aspect, you understand?
Then yini into le kunike ukuthi okay ube ne confident ukuthi angiqhubeke la, because yes sine ma podcast uyawubona la namuhla mawufuna ku trend, kufuna ushaye mhlambe I podcast let's see, but wena yini le kwenda ukuthi no, I'm gonna stick here ngiqhubeke ngale education yami le ngibanika yona na le history.
So what motivates me a lot, it's three things. Me, myself and I.
Okay.
Yes.
So in the lady one, me, myself and I, but three things.
I'm my biggest inspiration, I'm my biggest number one fan. I don't have what you call a role model.
Okay.
I know it's strange in the broadcasting community,
kuthi
ungabi ne role model. I mean, you're a radio presenter, but you don't have a role model. To be honest, I don't have a role model.
Yeah.
in broadcasting as a whole. I don't have someone I say, no, I look up to this person.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, I'm my own person, I'm my own brand.
Yeah.
I'm promoting myself. In the ring, I would say, with these cases of role models, you'll end up doing the same thing as Mark G because you look up to Mark G. And then you're destroying yourself.
Yeah.
Because people will laugh, you will laugh at you and say, book,
yeah.
It's wrong. I'm not saying people shouldn't have role models.
Yes, yes,
you should have role models. But you should be your number one support.
Yeah.
You understand? So mine, what motivates me a lot is I'm doing my own thing here.
Yeah.
You understand? I'm not competing with anyone. I hate competition out there.
Yeah.
You understand? So that's what keeps me in the game. And so far, so good. The attitude young hamba na young seven day.
Yeah.
You understand? So I'll continue doing the job, supporting myself. I do appreciate the support of other people. Don't get me wrong. I do appreciate the support of my audience.
Yeah.
But it's important to you be your number one supporter.
Yini lo ifundzile because gets a gunyendi lulu sfundzisa kona lapha. Manyendi la ma episode. But ngiyacabanga nawe kwenda ama research akho. Njengoba ushilo ukuthi ithole popi bonga yati nami ivele ngawe singaya nje. Kubandlula abaningi abayati so yini wena kuwe lo kufunzile kunye ni kakhulu uma ngingakhayilathe lo kufunzile ukhulume nge I think it's Bantu Women's League bengingakwati loko ukhulume ene yeah I'm happy kuze ngindovetana ubuse Desmond Tutu ma ubita la magama akhe kuneligama leli I think utse ishepherd mawa menchina o ay mhlambe bathi ishepherd kufunzile.
Yeah, I'm learning as much as you, my audience.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what I can say, doing the research makes me learning a lot. Because, you know, before you upload an episode, you need to do a research.
Yeah.
It's important to tell the truth. I'm going to figure out how to. So I'm learning to do proper research, which is something important. So... I may not remember, yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
But the platform is still there.
Yeah.
I go back,
yes,
I listen to some of the episodes, and then I recall because it's there, it's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm learning as much as you guys, my audience, are learning.
Then so far, because it's celebrated 2020, 2021, see, 2022.
Yeah, we are having a birthday, the 22nd this month. I'm happy we are turning 2 years old, man. It's been going very well.
Yeah.
It's been going very well. The latest episode, Jobo Shong uploaded on the Women's Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the key is to continue growing. We understand. I took a gap, almost a 1 year gap, and I thought good to basic pelile in a podcast. Like for a moment there, I thought of giving up. But hey man, I said no. I started this platform and I already had audience. So no, I owe these people content.
Yeah.
I cannot ask people to follow me. I cannot ask people to support me and then vanish just like that. So I motivated myself yet again. Good to know. Let me continue.
Kubuta mhlambe manje ufuna usichazela yini le kwende ukuthi ufune ku relax kancane wishiye because yes mhlambe ngingabukana nale challenge leyo nami we doing the same thing or we in the same field nemntwana lo musha mhlambe khona lo wenza i-podcast.
Ngingasho ngithi isikolo out there because that was last year, the job, the work, it was overloading, so I had ukuthi ngihlehlise kancane. So but kubalekile ukuthi into unga give up kiyo. If you really believe in something, you can really do it. I believed in myself.
Yeah.
I believe in my podcast. So I should say, no, let me come back with it. And I came back strong. I'm strong now.
Yeah. I'm strong now.
Yeah, yes. I'm continuing. I'm growing out here. Because the key is to grow. You can do a podcast 10 years, but you must set yourself goals. What do you want to achieve? We understand.
Yeah.
And I've already set goals for myself with what do I want to achieve. And I'll achieve it. We understand. So go on the podcast. Podcast here to ask God.
Yes.
They can do it. If mine nawe, we did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If Banban did it and Banban did it, yeah. Why I can't did it.
Yes.
Yeah.
We understand.
Ninja.
So just go ahead.
Yeah.
If you think you have what it takes,
yeah,
go ahead.
siyafunda yini sibantu labasha because ngikhuluma ngami, that's why mina bengizama ku catch up, but ngifuna kuva ku audience yakho ngibuke abantu labasha because yes labanye labadzala ngoba honest now le lwati lo vame kuliveta asilelinye livela nyalo njengoba ngingabekisa le communication ni syndrome lekhona lokunye kuvela nyalo, but siyafunda yini la kule podcast yakho uyawathola mhlambe kusho ukuthi okay mani ngiyabonga ngi information lethi the incedile bengingathi mhlambe ngemlando wase South Africa, bengingathi mhlambe ngi history lethi ke yabo make siyafunda yini sibantu abasha.
Yes mnakethu, siyafunda kakhulu futhi because that's my main objective, to educate people about lama issue laba ngawuboni nawe ukuthi bayalwa. So as since I'm using Anchor, Anchor ine analyst la ikulethela khona ukuthi so far so good podcast yakho imenjani, who is supporting you and what. So mangithi nje ngibuka i-age ukuthi i-age imenjani, i-audience details ukuthi imenjani, bangayi kubantu labangilalelako, yabo. So I know ukuthi i-dominance ku-dominate abantu between the age of 28 and 34.
Yeah.
Ngibo bantu kakhulu labalalela na i-podcast kusebani labasha.
Yeah,
I think that's the audience I really want, between 28 and 34. Then number 2, it's 23 and 27 and 18 and 22. Yes, that's the kind of people I'm looking for because we are educating people here. So I can say ukuthi no, so far so good, everything is going well.
Angicale ngokuthi ngihappy ukuthi uchoose i-content lesona. Akusithi sonke sibantu labasha le besingaya. Lokunye ngijabula ukuthi uqhamuka vele indolo uqhamukana. And ngijabula nalokuthi awuka give up. Kunyenti le ngikufunzile, still ngisatofunda. Ngifuna ukuba honest ukuthi mina kuyo support le platform lesi, not ukuthi angisupport ukuthi ngisupport wena nanani. Ngifuna le information.
Yes.
Lele la so kutoba kimi, but ngihephi ukuthi kunebantu labalingana nathi, but laba sasikhathalele bafuna ukusinika i-information leso. Sigcwele kubo social media. I don't think that's going to be honest, siyitholile le information leso.
We didn't, I would say, we didn't. Job usho ukuthi our new generation, we deal with one thing.
Yeah.
It's entertainment.
Yes, sir.
You understand? So you can look at all those podcasts like Gcwele Ngaphandle, like Rano Banlabash.
Yeah.
It's entertainment mostly. Yeah. You understand? So I wanted to do something different. Fine, you can call it boring, but it benefits someone out there.
Yeah, yeah.
It may not benefit everyone like entertainment. Fine, entertainment news is everywhere. So it's easy to get traction when you are running an entertainment podcast because there are always scandals. So to abantu when the logo KO did this, you have content left and right. I will swell content. But I wanted to do something different. I wanted to educate people. That's the information ngiyibeke laphaya. If I need this kind of information, I go to Conversations That Matters podcast.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do. That's what I was trained to do. You understand? Yeah, yeah. So I appreciate when now to you are looking for information when you are browsing my podcast. Not because you know me, would say, okay, out there, but it's because you believe in the information. I always strive to deliver accurate information. I'm a journalist, but whatever information I put out there, it's verified. We understand.
Yeah, I love the ownership, like journalism. Yeah, I love it.
It's verified. I mean, not like journalism, but I've learned a lot.
Yeah,
good journalist. So it's important. Good. Still, even good social media. Good. As a journalist. So that's what will make my podcast a little bit different because I know the aspects. I know the objective that I need to adhere.
Yeah.
You understand, and I'm doing so.
Kune episode la nikhulume nge-digital journalism since sikhulume ngayo inyalo. Tinto setiyashintsha, ama-newspaper seka-digital, konke kuya-digital. So, umntwana still afuna kwenda i-journalism nyalo, angakhona kuyenda ngene through abe ku-digital.
Yes, digital is the future, my brother.
Yeah.
In everything, not just in journalism. Now we understand a lot. But it's going to take time to kill newspapers. I mean, newspapers has been there for a while.
Yes, yes.
Ukumbulo uzuma newspapers afiyaqala before broadcasting.
Yeah.
The online it's new. Just that good, it's dominating, but it's still new. You understand? So nangabe kunemvana lohlele ekhaya wants to enroll for journalism, maybe lothanda kubhala. You can still do it. It's fine. Just that good see yona ke digital. It's the dominant one. Yeah, so pay in mind lo nje kuhlala emqondweni wakho ukuthi i digital they are trying by all means to make digital yona nje vele basale bayikhansela iprints ma newspapers ale hamba they are fighting for that. So hopefully they're going to win that Berkeley, but we shall see. You know, we shall see.
It's hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully, because yeah. It's difficult. I mean, newspapers has been there for a while, man. Newspaper journalism, my journalist Lamatala, they are part of my newspaper. So they are trying to destroy that. They are trying to build something new, digital. Things to stand online. Things to change it. And the technology is cooler every day. 10 years to come, so we have to move on.
Yeah.
We understand.
Yeah.
So when we are growing, we must grow everywhere.
Yes.
Mm.
So skat so pumulani ya bana so funanhlale in research every time. Kuna kuthola ukuthi we are thola spare times and because I knowledge lengasho ukuthi lo abanayo ngakunotice nalesikhathi ufika la radio even ne general knowledge nibanayo ne entertainment. Yes, we journalist but we broadcaster as well. Kunoma banginika kuse okay hamba ku sports. We are with sports, then do politics. We can go to politics and do a normal show. So, niage numpumud because we've been always very defeating information.
Hey, the key put is to always feed yourself with information, as many information as you can get. Ukumbule ukuthi mangithi when you present yourself as a journalist, lapaya ngaphandle. Lochaza ukuthi bantu babukela kuwe for information. People are lazy to search for information. But mangathi kuze kuna Prince Vilakazi, lo journalist, ngena ku Facebook profile yakhe, ngibona ukuthi updated.
Uzakhawula ya.
Yes. That's your job. You are a servant but for the people.
Yes.
You are fool.
Yeah.
Yabo. That's the painful part about being a journalist. Yeah. You don't live a normal life. You live for the people, not for yourself.
Yeah.
You understand? But sige, you are trained to do that.
Yeah.
Yes, and if you believe and if you have passion, go hambe hambe kune so ujwayele. Uyekela letinye into bese inomi yakho, ma hobbies akho, kufuna information. Always strive to update the people ngaloku lokwendakalako. Yes, u sports everywhere. So that's why but now with journalists you have to be versatile.
Yeah.
You need to be wende konke lokubambe, lokubambe, lokubambe. So that's the trick. Once you've done that, I'm not going to ibambe.
Sikhulumile la so losibahle phulelane information so mabafuna ukuthola le information lesikhuluma ngayo balandzele iconversation that matters bayithola kuphi ku social media or kuse bayilalela bayithola because nyalo balalela sicoce na Prince Vilakazi
just go to Facebook guys and say share conversations that matter with Andiswa. It's a Facebook page about my podcast. Immediately ufika lapha ya kune link letokuthatha straight ikuyise ku podcast. My podcast is available on different platforms, mainly Anchor obviously, iGoogle ikhona, iApple ikhona and lamanye nje. Semaningana because I've been growing. Or you can follow me myself personally ungene Facebook yakho and search Andiswa Zulu. I link podcast yami ihlala ikhona lapha and I'm motivating people for the support. Kuthi ke if you want relevant information, if you want to have a conversation that matter, it's fine. Everyone is open to come and talk to me, by the way. If you think you have something that you want us to have a conversation about, something that you feel like the people need to know, I'm open.
Yeah.
You can write me an email, you can contact me. We have a conversation. We put it out there because it's all about the people. It's not about me and you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ku radio ngicabanga usebenze ku Thuma radio usebenze esikolweni na ku community nyalo njengoba so la. So umehluko ukuphi?
I've spent 1 year ku radio so far because it's 6 months lapaya and I think it's 6 months here.
Yeah.
So it's a total number of 1 year. Umehluko ukhona but mkhulu kakhulu futhi. Radio it's not simple like people think.
Yeah, ngicela ukushe lokho again. Yeah. I'm happy ukuthi nemuntu ofuna ukuqinisa leli mnanzi.
So radio it's not simple. It may look simple,
yeah,
but it's not simple. You cannot just walk and get into studio, open my and microphone and then talk.
Yeah.
Remember ukuthi when you talk about radio, we are talking about you are talking with different people. Mawuse redweni ulalelwe umuntu lohlakaniphile kakhulu.
Yeah.
Mawuse redweni ulalelwe umuntu lohlakaniphe kancane. Yabo. Mawuse redweni ulalelwe umuntu lona le information lendlula lo lonayo wena.
Mm.
You understand? So the trick is for you to accommodate everyone.
Yeah.
That's the difficult part.
Mm.
Yabo. Mawathi ukuthi ukhuluma ngetopic leso, mele wathi ukuthi accommodate nalo umuntu othatha kancane ku understand. At the same time u accommodate lo muntu lo sheshe understand. But so far so good, I can say I'm doing well for myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yes, I'm not trying to close, I'm not trying to break or something like that. I'm learning. But your funds are so far so good. I'm learning, I'm happy to be here. And yeah, so far so good. My career as a radio presenter is going well. I'm happy where I am.
Then umuntu lofuna kuguva ku radio ke ever kuthi okay lo mehluko so kuphi ngala angaklalela kwap mahlelo nakusiphi station.
I'm currently a radio presenter at Barberton Community Radio, commonly known as EPSR FM. Ikhona la ekhaya sifunda sasempumalanga la eBarberton. It's EPSR FM megahertz, it's 104.1. Usually I'm a sports news. Yes, so ngiyatholakala weekdays from 7:30 ekuseni up until 12:05. I'm doing sports lab. Now vula umsakathi ngale cutleto udongiva nje ngenda sports. Bese ke on Saturdays I do a music show ngenda hlelo ekuthiwa iTalk 30 kiwe emsakathweni PSR FM from the hour of 9 until the hour of 12 nalapho ngitholakala. Bese ekuseni Monday. Every Monday from 2 ekuseni from 2 ekuseni until 5 I'm doing the Monday groove.
Yeah.
Still my voice. So if you want to hear this voice eredweni, yeah, vula umsakade wakho ngale podcast. Then I'll be there.
No, mvethu kule platform lena sibungata abantu labenda umsebenzi obuhle, sibungata abantu labas inspire ku, sibungata abantu labas khulisa. So kokuqala nje lengihappy ngawo ukuthi umncane but u decide ukuthi uhluke kunathi but uphinze uthi hluphe ngathi because ubonile uzilahlekile uto share la information leso njengoba ngisho ukuthi iplatform yakho ngiyithanda because nguwe ngifuna kuba honest njengoba angithandi because nguwe ngiyithanda so ngile information uma ngilohlala ngingayi support ngilobe ngitlimate mina not ukuthi ngilobe ngitlimate wena because angeke ngithole noma ngikuplay information leya angi research. I'm happy with set package ukhulumele enye into lebalekile ukuthi nine nima 7th kid so kufuna u deliver so I'm happy ukuthi le information le you has delivered angilohlale ngifunda kimina I free education yami and I'm happy ukuthi akukendeki liphutha sangahlale sangakusalabrate labe kubalekile ukuthi six celebrate ngalendlela lena celebrate nemsebenzi wakho so maybe ukuthi udile la one more time lo ufuna kulandzela I conversation that matters uyithola ku.
Yeah, but it's an honor and privilege to be here.
Yeah.
And it's my first time being interviewed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean I usually do your job. I interview people. I don't get interviewed.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's my honor. And last but not least, what I want to add is that I'm not really concerned about followers and stuff.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
That's not my main concern out there. I'm obsessed ganga was no. I need to get as much followers. I need to be better than a Scott. No. The main objective is to put the word out there for the people. Noma kungakuthatha 3 years ukuthi subscribe ku podcast yami. It doesn't matter as long as ngi-upload I podcast ngethol pop.
Yeah.
Someone after 3 years will come back and listen to the same podcast. I mean, it's there.
Yeah.
You understand? So that's the trick. I'm obsessed about giving people relevant information. Yeah. So followers, I'm going to get them. But lokho kuthi ngikuthi do you deliver what you promise? Because the importance is to deliver. The competition is high, but there are many people doing things out there.
Yeah, I'm going to put that. Even Nagu, Enka, Nomba Usho. And I'm happy to know Usho and Nagu Dvele, Mau Krija, my international subscribers, and everyone, my people, because you know, it's okay. I'll see Lamzan Zipel.
Me, Lapong, I pray out. That's the only thing I'll pray about.
Yeah.
I deal with international people.
Yes.
You understand? It's hard work, my brother.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people in Enka.
Yeah.
So kusebenzisa in anchor mina kungisita kakhulu yabo. So that's why I decided not to go to YouTube because everyone is going to YouTube. Everyone is doing video podcast. It's there as well. So my opportunity at anchor maningi kakhulu. For example, it's a huge achievement to work with international people.
Yeah.
It's huge yabo. Ungayithathela phazwe na but it's very huge for me. So I'll continue doing so. Njengamanje I'm working on some few episodes and I'm going to deliver.
No, I'm happy kuthi kwala Mpumalanga number 1 and I'm happy kuthi ngikumithile so keep going stofunda lapha ku but ngikufisela lokuhle yena sempilweni. I don't know ukuthi lehlelo leli tokuthatha likubeke but la ukufisa khona kumbe la ufuna kukisa khona alikise le information kwanale esinayo usinikile but ichubeka usinike sofunda kuyo. Ngiyabonga ukuthi uzwakushena.
Appreciate the platform again my brother. Ngibonga kakhulu futhi audience asicoce. I hope we to come back again and I will return the favor. I will have you in my podcast. Tenika.
Yeah.
But last to answer your question, njengoba sengishilo guys, if you want to follow Conversations That Matter, we do have conversations. Just quickly go to Facebook and search Conversations That Matters with Andiswa. You'll find the page there. Please like. Yes. And then you can follow me personally at Andiswa Zulu. Don't bother now. My profile yet cars alapaya would know I'm a journalist.
Yeah.
I'm a voiceover artist. So yeah, man, we'll work out there. Thank you so much for the platform. I appreciate it, man.
Iphelela la iAsicoca naPrince Vilakazi ke ungasifollow isha khona la ku Spotify but mangabe uyasibukela lasibukela khona iFacebook page it's Prince Valley Media na ku YouTube channel Prince Valley Media. Siyabonga.
Let's talk about it Asicoca. Let's talk about it Asicoca. Let's talk about it Asicoca.